Hi Nico, thanks for joining me. We're here in front of the BMW GT4 here this weekend at Zolder for the opening round of the Longpan GT4 series. As first of all, how did you come to drive this with the BMW Junior program?
Yeah, I'm part of the Junior program since 3 years, and back then we had a shootout event, and obviously they said I'm good enough, so they took me. And the last years we did the GT3 program, and this year our new baby comes home and gets into racing. It's a new M4 GT4, and yeah, it's good to work with the team. They are very motivated, and let's see. I think we did our best to develop the car, because all the juniors developed the car and or helped to develop the car, and this is really something great to drive your own baby on a race weekend now.
Because I guess, what does it mean for you as a junior driver to be entrusted with something like that for a company like BMW?
It's amazing. It's an amazing opportunity. Of course, in general, the opportunity to race is great. But if you're at the manufacturer, this is in the end something you want to achieve in your career. And we are junior drivers. And if this year or in general your performance is good enough, you have the chance to become a works driver. And it's something very, very positive to be with a manufacturer, just to learn how to be a professional and how a big manufacturer works in the end, just to understand that procedure.
Yes, what's the GT4 like to drive, having, I guess, driven and known the GT3 so well?
Of course, the biggest difference is in general the idea of the series. This car is definitely more series, or road car based. So it's less aerodynamics and in general a slower car. But the good thing is, because we have less aerodynamics, it's easier to overtake and it will be awesome racing. And this is the direction many race series want to go, just to find a better way to overtake and to have more fun in the end. So a GT3 car, for sure, the car itself is faster, which is always great for a racing driver. But I think the racing will be awesome, especially with 45 cars on a grid.
Because I guess we've had the first practice session for the GT4s here. What's it like on a track this size with that many cars?
It's crazy. I didn't have one free lap without traffic, so there were always like some traffic jumps and but what to do? I mean, in the end, it's the same for everyone, and you have to find your gap, especially in qualifying. And if you are in the top 10, top 15, it will be okay, so you do not stuck in the big traffic. But the moment you have a problem and you have to start from the back, you're gonna have quite a lot of work to do.
And because you think the car and the team have the potential to take out the championship this year?
It's always difficult to say. I mean, as I said, it's a new series, or not a new series, but many new cars in the series. So it almost looks like a new series, and it's quite difficult to say if we have to speed. It's all BOP depending. And that's something we have to wait for, to see how strong the car is compared to the others with this BOP. And I think over the year there will be huge changes, as we know from the past. So I hope we can fight for the championship. Of course, that's a goal we have. That's a goal and racing driver always have, to win races and to win the championship. But the competition is really, really big.
I guess looking back over the last few years, your time with the BMW Junior program, I guess, how have you seen yourself come on, mature as a driver and probably as a person over that time?
Yeah, that's exactly the thing you mentioned. You develop yourself, like, okay, for sure, the driver, the skills and everything, you're getting more professional, but you also develop yourself, your character, and you see so many things normal people can't see, like traveling around and just get that input, and you learn how to win, how to lose, and how to react on those situations. And that's something I'm really thankful for, to get that opportunity, not only in racing, but also to learn something for my whole life. I mean, I'm 20 years old, and I think I visited many, many countries, many racing tracks, and I've seen many cultures. And this is something which really gives you the opportunity for more in the future.
That's great. And now one final question. Over that time, too, you mentioned a lot of off-track stuff. Any really big, highlights or moments on track that you go, this has probably, helped me improve, made me as a driver?
Yeah, I raced in Singapore and as an F1 support race, and this track is just amazing. The whole feeling, it's quite a wide circuit for a street circuit, but when you race under the lights and dark conditions, it's just mega. It was I get goosebumps when I think about that, and this was definitely something mega. And but also 2016, I made my debut in the M6 GT3 in the Nordschleife. I'm living 8 minutes away from the circuit, and to finally be in a car which is able to win the overall race, this was something very special. And I have to thank BMW for that opportunity.
That's great. Well, thank you very much for chat. Hopefully catch up with you further, and look forward to see how you and the car develop this year.
Yeah, thank you.